Here we go. It's showtime. Hey, it's Larry here, Xbox Live's Major Nelson, checking in for show number 187, recording this on Sunday, August 13th, 2006. The show's being posted a little bit late because, well, I get to talk about some cool stuff. Basically, I was contacted by our PR department earlier over the weekend, and they said, hey, we got some cool stuff we want to tell you, but we can't tell you until late Sunday, so hold your show and you can talk about it. I said, okay, give me a hint. And they gave me a hint, and I was like, okay, I'll hold my show. So I will talk about that cool stuff and towards the end of the show, but I have three big interviews for you today. The first one I'm going to kick off is with the Dead Rising producer. He was in Redmond earlier this week for a signing at the local EB Games, and we had a bunch of people come down for that, so thank you for that. The second interview is with Xbox.com's Trixie. She talks about a Gamer Chicks program, which some people really like and some people really don't like, so we'll talk to her about that. And then the third interview that I have, and the third and final interview, is with some Xbox interns. Microsoft has a very aggressive intern program, and we had a few interns on the Xbox team, so I'm going to interview them and talk to them, and hopefully you can figure out how you can become an intern on the Xbox team, or at Microsoft, for that matter. So that's kind of what this show is shaping up to be. It's kind of an interesting week. I got a few show notes here. I don't have as many as I usually do, so hopefully you won't chastise me for that. But one of the things I wanted to talk about was there's this interesting piece of software that I blogged about earlier this week from Tversity, Tversity, I think is what this product is called. And basically it allows you to, it uses the plug and play technology as the nearest I can understand it. And basically it allows you to set up your PC somewhere else in your house, obviously. And then you can do some really cool things with it. Like it will automatically generate playlists of podcasts like this one. So that you can just go down to your Xbox 360, fire it up, and then turn on, and then all of a sudden go to a playlist, and there will be all your podcasts, you know, your CNET podcasts and all the 1UP podcasts and mine. And then the other cool thing about it is it will actually also pull photos from Flickr so you can play a slideshow. So it's kind of cool. So you should check that out, tversity.com. Tversity.com, and I'll put a link up to the blog for that. So that was kind of one of the big things that was making the rounds this week that I thought you guys would probably enjoy, because it was really kind of interesting. We had a lot of downloads on the Xbox Live Marketplace this week, and I will I'll talk about those after the interviews like I normally do, and then of course the Dead Rising event, and I also put some pictures up. So last week I did the show on the HD DVD player. If you went ahead and skipped a show, you may want to bounce back and go catch show number 186, because I interviewed some of the guys that are working on the HD DVD player, and I also posted some photos, or actually the guys over at the Gamerscore blog posted some photos of what the interface will look like for the Xbox 360. So it's kind of cool, you know, how we'll work with two different drives, the internal drive, of course, and then the external drive. So we've got some pictures up on that one. Also, a lot of people have left some great comments in show number 186. So I want to thank everybody for leaving those comments. And just to let you know, the team reads those comments, so they're not falling on deaf ears. Of course, I read them as much as I can, but I also make sure that the right people at the team get those. All right, so without further ado, I'm going to blast into interview number one. Interview number one is, as I've been talking about, is with the Dead Rising executive producer, and I'm going to probably hack up his name, so I apologize, Keiji Inafune. And he was down at our local EB Games in Redmond, Washington, here near the Microsoft campus. So it's funny because there's an EB Games in Redmond, and there's also a GameStop. And I mean, obviously, that's where we have 50,000-60,000 Microsoft employees. That's where everyone goes and buys their games. So, needless to say, it's quite busy. But it was particularly busy last week on Tuesday when we did this event. And it was, we came down. KJ came down and signed copies of the game, and we handed out free Xbox 360 T-shirts. And there were some. It was all sorts of fun. Thank you to everybody who came down. I saw some folks that I met. I missed some folks as well, I heard, so I apologize for that. But prior to him going down to the event, I was able to kind of get him to the side and talk to him a little bit about the game. And it was a different type of interview for me because he doesn't speak English. And so I had to have a translator. So this is actually probably one of the first interviews I've done with a translator. So, let's go ahead and take a listen to that.
All right, it's Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson here, and I'm here with Kaiji Inafune, who is responsible for the phenomenal Dead Rising. Kaiji, thank you for coming on to the show.
本日はよ、ようこそお越しいただきました。
はい、よろしくお願いします。
Thank you for having me.
So I want to first of all congratulate you on the phenomenal success of Dead Rising. It is really a truly fascinating game that's a lot of fun to play. How did you come up with the concept?
デッドライジング今回発売にあたり、本当におめでとうございます。もともとこのデッドライジングのコンセプトというのはどういう、背景で、生まれたものなんでしょうか。
そうですね、僕ゾンビが大好きなんですけども、ゾンビ映画とかですね、そのゾンビが登場するものってのは大好きなんですけども、今までやっぱゲームでゾンビが登場するっていう、まあ、レジェンドイーブルでもですね、なかなか、本当の意味でたくさんのゾンビが出てきたっていうことは言いづらかったと思うんですけども、やっぱりたくさんのゾンビを出してですね、そのたくさんのゾンビの中でどうやって生き残るかっていうことをコンセプトにですね、ゲーム作れたらっていうことで今回、やってみました。
So, I originally, have a strong fascination towards zombies, and I love zombie movies, I love zombie games, and of course, games like Resident Evil, I worked on, and, believe that to a certain extent, we were able to bring to life these kind of zombies. But in the past, it was hard for me to say that these zombies were really, that the zombies really came to life. And, in this particular instance for this game, I really wanted to create this world where zombies, just infested with zombies. That was really the origination of the whole concept.
So, and the world is really infested with zombies. For those of you people that haven't played it, it's a phenomenal game where you can pick up pretty much anything in a mall and kill a zombie with. Tell me a couple of things that people are going to be surprised that they can pick up and kill zombies with.
今回、まあ、のゲームにあたって、まあ、まあ、そのゾンビを、こう、やっつけていくっていう、ゲームなんですけれども、2、3ですね、おっと、びっくりするような、ゾンビのやっつけ方を、簡単にご紹介いただけますか。
そうですね、いろいろな、武器っていうかね、ショッピングモールの中にあるものをほぼ全て使えるような、コンセプトでやってますんで、たくさんあるんですけども、その中でもですね、普通に考えられる武器ですね、バットとか、例えば銃を使って撃つとかですね、そういうことだけじゃなくてですね、普段、武器に使えないんだろうなっていうものを使って倒してみるっていうことを考えてもらうのがこのゲーム面白いんじゃないかって思ってます。中でもですね、例えばレコード屋さんに入ってですね、レコードの CD ジャケットを取ってですね、それを投げつけてみるとかですね、すると、それでゾンビが、死んでしまう可能性もあってですね、そういう面白さっていうのも突き詰めていくと、いいんじゃないかなと思います。
So, in this game, there's just various ways to kill zombies. It's set in a shopping mall. So obviously you can pick up anything and attack zombies with it. Anything from baseball bats to shotguns, whatever you might think as weapons, obviously you can use to kill zombies. But, aside from that, you can pretty much use whatever is available, in that mall. And for example, you can pick up CDs and throw them at the zombies, and kill zombies that way. So, again, just get creative, try out different items and see what they do to the zombies.
So it's not only a game about killing zombies, but there's a rich storyline in it. I want to talk to you about some of the characters. From when I played the demo and I played the full version of the game, it amazes me the textures that you've used in some of the characters and some of the, not the zombies themselves are fantastic, but some of the characters really look lifelike. Were you surprised by some of that and the power of the Xbox 360?
まあ、私もですね、デッドライジングのデモ、あと、本製品ですね、やって、まず驚いたのが、そのテクスチャーの部分、そのキャラクターのテクスチャーで、もちろんゾンビのテクスチャーとかはもうね、驚々しい感じなんですけれども、その各キャラクターのその皮膚の感じとかですね、髪の毛の感じとか、そういったところも本当に驚異、なんて言いますかね、まあ、びっくりするぐらいリアルに、書き上がってたんですけれども、これに関しては、稲船さんも、その360ならではのっていうような驚きってありました。
そうですね。スタッフの頑張りっていうのももちろんあるんですけども、やっぱりそのハードの性能ですね。そこがやっぱ思った以上にっていうかですね、失礼ですけども、すごくやっぱりいろんなことができるハードでですね、テクスチャーなんかでもですね、今まで考えられるような、ここまででいいだろうっていうことよりも、もっともっと進んだ。本当に皮膚の、毛穴の一つまで書き込んでいけるようなですね、やっぱりハイビジョンで見る映像なんで、それに見合うだけのハード性能っていうのが、やっぱりこの360にはあるっていうことでですね、やってて、作る側もやっぱり作りやすいですし、それを、プレイする人も、それを見て驚いてもらえるっていうことは、すごく嬉しいなと思います。
So first of all, I want to say thanks to the dev team who worked really hard to make that come to life. And in terms of creating art assets for 360, obviously the hardware, and no offense here, but it was much more superior than what I originally thought it would be. The dev team basically went in and they started working on all these textures on the characters, and it just amazed them how much they can do, and especially in a world of high-def video games. It's important that the video game console itself has the capabilities to deliver those high-def visuals, and in the case of 360, we really think that it is capable of doing that, and I want to thank Microsoft for delivering such a splendid hardware.
So I'd like to ask Keiji, what's his gamer tag?
ゲーマータグは何でしょうか？
いや、いや、まあ、製品版として僕まだ全然やってないんで、ゲーマータグは登録してないです、まだ。はい。
So, he, has not registered his gamer tag.
Okay.
Especially because, he didn't want to play the game, before it came out and then, how would I say it, leave his gamer tag on, let's say, leaderboards or stuff like that.
Understood. I'll take care of that. So, you know, Dead Rising has just been a phenomenal success, and it's really set him up for Lost Planet. Can you tell us, you know, we had the Lost Planet demo at E3. Demos are a great way of getting the word out. How does he feel about demos on the marketplace?
まあ、Dead Rising, を、まあ、今回、まあ、作り終えて、で、今度は、Lost Planet という感じになってくると思うんですけれども、まず、E3 で Lost Planet のデモを発表して、まあ、非常に大きな反響、を、受けてますけれども、そのマーケットプレイスおよびまあそのデモをマーケットプレイスで展開することについて何か、ご感想とかありますか？
そうですね。すごくやっぱマーケットプレイスを活用するっていうことはですね、その制作者側にも有利ですし、やっぱりユーザーにとってもですね、すごくやっぱ嬉しいことかなっていうふうに思ってますんで、できる限りやっていきたいっていうのはあります。で、ロストプラネットのようにですね、あらかじめ、計画を立ててやっていける場合もありますし、今回、急遽ですね、あまりにもロストプラネットが、評判良かったものでですね、やっぱりデッドライジングもどうしてもやっぱ発売前に、でも上げたいっていうのがあってですね、急遽、スタッフに無理言ってですね、上げてもらったんですけども、やっぱこれも、すごくやっぱりユーザーにとって、いいことかなと思います。で、やっぱりできる限り、制作者側もですね、努力してですね、そういうことしていきますんで、やっぱり Xbox のユーザーのに喜ばれることを、できる限りやっていきます。
So, I believe that demos, and especially through Marketplace, is a great way for both the developer and to connect with the community and the users. It goes both ways. The users have a great opportunity to try out games that are coming in the future. And for the dev team, it's an easy way for them to connect with the users and get their feedback. And in the case of Lost Planet, as we all know, it went up on Marketplace, and it was hugely successful. We were really happy about that. What I did at that point was I went back to the dev team of Dead Rising and told them that they need to get a demo out there. Look at Lost Planet. Look at all the buzz it's creating. And that's why the Dead Rising team, although originally they did not plan a demo, they went ahead and made one, and it is up on Marketplace now, and it is also very hugely successful. So again, I think Marketplace, and especially demos on Marketplace, are a great way to connect with the users.
Does KJ play any Xbox Live Arcade games?
ライブアーケードのゲームっていうのは、されたことあります？
はい、ありますけども、うちもですね、ストリートファイターを一応やらせてもらってますけども、ああいう試みも、できる限りやっていきたいと思ってますんで、ストリートファイターに続けるようにですね、頑張っていきたいなと思ってます。
So, I do play Street Fighter. And, and I believe that Live Arcade is a very, strong way of, delivering games to the users as well. And, as Capcom, we have further plans for future Live Arcade titles.
That's excellent. So, I'm gonna let Keiji go, but I wanna know, you know, recently there's been this announcement about E3 being smaller. He's been to E3. What does he think of that? Is that a good thing?
E3 が、来年から縮小されるというような話が、いろいろと出ておりますけれども、もちろん E3 に何度もいらっしゃって、そこら辺の感想について、何かお聞かせください。
そうですね、本当に縮小されるんであればすごく残念なことだなっていうふうに思ってます。やっぱりE3 っていうところはですね、年々日本でも、注目されててですね、やっぱり E3 を発表の場にするっていう形を取ることも多くなってきてましたんで、やっぱり E3 で世界的に、ゲームを、お披露目するっていう形をですね、今後も考えていきたいと思ってましたんで、そうであれば残念ですね。はい。
So I'm disappointed that E3 is planning on reducing its size, and I do believe that in recent years that E3 has evolved to become a worldwide event where even in Japan the press definitely takes notice at what gets announced at E3, and a lot of Japanese publishers as well are planning their product launches or announcements at E3. So if indeed that E3 is going to get smaller, I think that's a big hit for a lot of the publishers, and personally, I would be very disappointed.
Okay, well, I want to thank Keiji. I want to congratulate him on a hugely successful title. Dead Rising is getting critical acclaim. Users are enjoying it. I want to thank him for coming on to my show, and I'll see him at TGS.
デッドライジングも発売を控えて、非常に、評判も高いようですので、まず、それに対して、まあ、おめでとうございますと。で、今度は TGS でぜひお会いしましょう。
はい、TGS でお待ちしてますんで。
I'll be waiting for you.
Great guy, fun game, and it was really great to hear as you heard in that interview, was how he really, he came back after E3 and he realized how much people really liked the Lost Planet demo and told the team that, you know, they had to produce a demo. So here's a guy, that's really plugged in and sees the value of what's going on with the marketplace and so forth. So I'm so thrilled that he's seeing success. And I even posted this in the top 10 this week. If you don't check it out, most weeks on my blog at majornelson.com, I post the top 10 games. Now, let me explain that a little bit. I do two lists. There's the top 10 Xbox 360 games, and then there's a top 10 original Xbox games. Because if you were to take the two lists and combine them, Halo 1 would be number one. And I actually call that out. So this week, it was interesting. I usually post that on Saturdays, if I remember to do it. And I posted it this week, and it was interesting because the Dead Rising demo and the Dead Rising complete game were all in the top 10 together. So I thought that was really, really interesting. So that's a testament to show, you know, how much you guys like demos. And speaking of demos, I thought this was an interesting data point. I don't know where I was this week, but I had this meeting and somebody blurted out the data point that, the sales increase when a demo is released after the game has been released, which makes sense, I guess. So that's kind of the biggest jump that retailers and developers and publishers are seeing is when a game demo is released following the game's title's release itself. So I just thought that was interesting. Alright, so anyway, yeah, so Keiji was really, really quite nice, and he's really plugged into the scene, and it was so gracious of him to give me just a few minutes of his time, because he's a real busy man. He's working on some great games. Can't wait for Lost Planet as well. Have you played Dead Rising? Are you having fun with that? Because where am I? I think I just killed Carlito. So for those of you that know where that is, that's kind of where I am. So, alright, next interview is with one of my coworkers, Trixie, who is known on Xbox.com. She's one of our more prolific writers. You know, she's the writing person, and I'm the like video and audio person. So we get along quite well. But she, what I wanted to talk to her about was there was some major coverage in USA Today, which is a national newspaper here in the United States, about a Gamer Chicks program, specifically about Arcade, but also about the Gamer Chicks program. So let's hear what she has to say about that. When was the last time you were on?
It's got to be over a year ago.
All right, so Trixie's in the house.
In the his house.
So I wanted to get you in here because you work on the Xbox.com team.
I do.
You work with me.
Yes.
What's vibrating in my office here? Do you hear
it's
that?
It's not me.
Oh, what that is.
I have had a couple cups of coffee, but I'm not vibrating yet.
But I wanted to get you back in here because you've been really busy, and I had you on probably, was it a year ago?
I think it's over a year, actually. I keep begging for crumbs at your door, and you keep
no,
turning me away.
No, stop that. So for those people that are new to the show, maybe you haven't discovered Trixie, tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Trixie. I'm the community editor for Xbox.com.
There's more to it than that.
You want more? Let's see. I do the Gamer Spotlights.
Right. So basically, if anybody goes to Xbox.com, EN-US.
Yes.
And then
WAC community,
or they click on the community button on the tab.
Mm-hmm.
That's you.
That's me.
That's you program that whole section.
Yes, I do.
So it's the section that never has any errors on it.
Exactly. It's the pristine, most awesome, hip happening area on the website, and maybe even on the internet, I would wager. Okay, I can't pack that up. It's pretty cool.
But you have a couple of cool. You have a page there. In fact, I have a page.
You have a page.
Is it Xbox.com WAC Major Nelson?
Actually, it's under Director's Cut, which was the original name of
right.
your column that you
right.
used to write that
right.
you are too busy to write now. Ooh, I'm getting stink eye like you wouldn't believe. If only this was a video podcast.
So thank God it isn't. So, but I wanted to get more importantly talk to you about this new program that you're working on.
Yes.
So explain to me this new program, because it's actually kind of cool.
Thank you. It's called Xbox Gamer Chicks. And
now spell it.
It's chicks with an X, a big X.
C-H-I-X.
X, that's right. So it starts with an X and ends with an X, because girls have the double X chromosome.
Gamer Chicks starts with a G.
No, Xbox starts with an X.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
Bat. Hello. Sorry. Who's been up all night?
Yeah, I know how. So, okay. So Gamer Chicks, and what is this program?
So basically,
and how do I get in?
You can't.
Okay.
Because you're a boy. But basically there is a group for you, Major, and it's called Xbox Live.
Okay.
So have fun with that. This is basically, first of all, I just want to say it is not a clan. It is not a marketing boondoggle. It's just a kind of grassroots.
It is a grassroots event.
It is a grassroots event. And we just want girls, women, whatever you want to call yourselves, chicks, to feel comfortable playing online, admitting that you're a gamer, because I know that there's sort of a stigma. No offense to all you guys out there, but sometimes it's hard for girls to admit they are gamers, even though they're logging, you know, 40 hours a week playing, you know, Zumba.
Right.
They think
gee, I can't imagine why these ladies would want to admit in a Shark Tank that they're... You know, that
yeah,
they're gamers.
Exactly.
It's basically a Shark Tank sometimes.
It can be. And so we just sort of put the call out for girls that play online. And, you know, you don't have to be hardcore. It's not about competition.
You just play games.
You just play games.
So this is if I mean, ideally, my wife or my mom
Absolutely.
Could be a gamer chick.
I would love your wife and your mom, both of whom I have met and are
That's right.
awesome chicks,
right.
To come and be gamer chicks. Because, yeah, you can play one game. We're
right.
not ever going to say, oh, you're a noob or your
right.
gamer score sucks, because we don't care about that.
So how do people get into it? I mean, how do like all the guys listening, and maybe there's some girls listening now, how do they get into it? What's the next step?
You just need to drop me an email or send me a PM or even message me through the console. My gamer tag is Trixie360.
Mm-hmm.
It rhymes. And just tell me, hey, I want to be part of games. Stop laughing at me.
It God. Rhymes.
It does. Yours doesn't.
No, it doesn't. And I like it that way.
You like it that way? All right. I'm going to think of something that rhymes with Major Nelson. Something bad that rhymes with Major Nelson. Anyway, drop me an email. And, you know, put Gamer Chicks or XGX or something in the subject line so I can, you know, make sure it gets attention.
So you've got a special forum for the girls.
Yep.
The ladies. What do you want me to refer to them as?
The chicks.
So it's the ladies room.
Now it is not.
It is the ladies' room. So in the ladies' room, you have tell me about some of the extremes that you have, some of the youngest and the oldest, and some of the interesting stories.
We've got.
And actually, before I forget.
Yes.
Big week.
Yeah.
Gamer Chicks in USA Today.
In USA Today.
Holy cow.
I know.
For those of you outside of the United States, that's like the big national newspaper.
Yeah, they've got a circulation of about 2.5 million. So I like to think 2.5 million people saw the word Gamer Chicks on the front page of the Life section.
It was on the front. And it was also, and there was actually a similar related story about Xbox Live Arcade on the front page of the paper itself.
Yes, it was.
So great work on that. So
well, you know, I can't. The credit pretty much goes to Pac-Man, but
right.
I'm happy for.
I'd like to thank Pac-Man.
I'd like to thank the little yellow waka 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 guy. But yeah, we're thrilled about that.
But so anyway, so tell me about some of these extremes.
So I just signed up our 290th member.
And what's our horoscope? I know you girls like to trade horoscopes.
Shut up. We do. See, okay, guys, I know that some of you right now are going, damn it, they have a private forum. That's not fair. The thing is, you don't want to come in there.
Yeah, I looked in once.
Yeah.
I took a peek. I got scared. It was all pink and fluffy, and I didn't want to be in there.
It is pink and fluffy. One of the fiance of one of our members took a peek over her shoulder, and he had this great quote about how it's all scented candles, glitter, and happiness in there. So trust me, you guys wouldn't like it.
Yeah, it's way too much. But
it's very girly.
But who actually before we go into this, who are the so you're the founder?
Yeah.
And who came up with the idea? You work with some of the members.
Me and PMS Kitty and Dirty Diva are basically the big three instigators of
this. And for those of you who don't know, PMS Diva or PMS Kitty and Dirty Diva, they're actually two of our MVPs.
They are Xbox MVPs. They are two of the coolest chicks you will ever meet. Very sassy.
That's an understatement.
Very smart. Yeah. They're just really great, and they're just such huge advocates for girls in gaming and you know, two of the basic most important tenets of our quote-unquote manifesto is
Tell me about your manifesto.
Manifesto.
Can we go through that? Because I was looking at that before you came in.
Let's talk about the manifesto.
Let's talk about the
can
manifesto.
Can I just say that the manifesto word was used sort of jokingly?
Okay, can I read the manifesto here?
Read
okay.
The manifesto.
Because it's on xbox.com/community, and you've got I'll put a link on the blog. It says, if you play games, you're a gamer chick. When you're an Xbox Halo 2 champ, whether you play, you're an Xbox Halo 2 champ, play RPGs on the PC or Mahjong tiles on MSN, you're a gamer chick. Okay, I agree with that. I'm down with that. No, there's only a couple bullets here. Xbox gamer chicks don't talk trash about other women ever. When women stop hating each other, we will rule the world. What's that all about?
I really believe that what holds women back in society and in business is competition,
cat-fighting
stuff.
So you're your own worst enemy.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
And I think most of, you know, it's hard to hear, and some girls don't want to admit that, but yeah, it totally holds us
back.
Yeah, we don't want that. No, right. Claws retracted, please.
Okay, so the next one is Xbox gamer chicks support each other. That's good. Xbox gamer chicks are good role models for young gamer girls. So who are some women that you wouldn't allow in gamer chicks?
I would not allow women who, I'll give everyone a fair shake to come in. But if you start talking trash about other women and saying, oh, that one's a bitch or that one, whatever.
So you violated Tenet 2.
You violated Tenet 2. I'll give you a warning and say, okay, maybe you're having a bad day, but second offense,
maybe a bad few days.
Dude, don't even go there. Another good reason for you to stay out of the forum.
All right, so Xbox gamer chicks are not pinups. We're all hot in our own unique way and not about the game. We are about the games. Wait a minute. Let me read this again.
Do you need a teleprompter?
I'm looking at this. It just does. It's not making sense.
Okay.
I'll let you know. You tell it to me. I don't need to read it.
The tenet is that we're all hot in our own unique way. It's about games and companionship, not TNA. So
maybe just a little TNA.
You know, if we choose to use,
I'm
the
just
TNA,
kidding.
That's fine.
I'm just kidding.
You're not allowed to look though.
All right. and then. You can be a member of any clan or group while you're part of the gamerships, but you don't talk trash about other gamers.
Right.
I like to get that
one in there.
And then that's kind of it.
That's kind of it. It's just, you know, be nice to each other. You know, don't bring the gender down and, you know, we do have members of a lot of clans in there, and it's funny because you get one and then you get a lot. Like, we got our first KSI girl, and then the next thing you know, we had five or six KSI girls. And we just, this week has been the week of Dominating Divas. We got one member from them, and they're not so much a clan.
I've never heard of the Dominating Divas.
Community spotlight on them. They're some of the girls you may have heard of, Miss Chicky, Kiki Cat, Feisty Fox. Feisty Fox is actually interviewed for an article in the Chicago Sun-Times today about arcade games. You can look for that. They're cool chicks. But yeah, it's funny. They just, you get one and then it opens the floodgates and you get a bunch. And I have not seen any, you know, clan infighting or anything in our forums. I have not
seen
one
negative
thing in our forums.
So it really is. It really is. Scented candles and velvet.
It's like, yeah. Yeah. It's kind of freaking me out. It's like I've discovered that Bigfoot exists. Maybe the Loch Ness. It's just these girls. I'm just waiting. Somebody's going to go mental, you know?
Really?
I don't know.
So anyway, you were telling me about some of the, so they got a bunch of, who's the youngest member?
Well, our youngest, we have a couple of 7-year-old girls. I don't want to give out their gamer tag.
Understood.
You know, they like to play Uno. They're just sweet little girls. I get voice messages from one of them and they're just adorable.
So at the other end of the spectrum.
The other end of the spectrum, we've got a couple. I think the oldest is 56.
Do we have gaming grandma in?
OGHC?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? The tenant about trash talking eliminates her. I would love to have OGHC, but I think she... And we all love her and read her blog, but yeah. I don't think she wants to hang out with a bunch of chicks.
So anyway, so the oldest that you have...
56, that I know of. But not everyone, you know, comes in and brings their age...
Understood. Women are a little skittish about that.
We've got this really awesome other woman who is in her late 40s that is a motocross diva.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for her.
She kicks ass.
Good for her.
Oops, I just said ass on
you. It's okay. You said it twice. Now, I noticed this is really cool. If you go to the, and I'll put the link up, you've got this really cool piece of artwork. Tell me about this piece of artwork, because it looks like a World War II piece.
That piece of artwork... that was done by Dirty Diva, who is an amazing graphic artist.
And
It's basically a takeoff on Rosie the Riveter,
right?
The We Can Do It. And she's got this awesome chick with pigtails that kind of looks like Dirty Diva, actually.
It kind of does.
Although I've heard she looks like a cross between me and Dirty Diva, like if Dirty Diva and I had a love child. I don't know how that would work genetically, but...
Settle down, boys.
If I was going to have a baby with any girl, it would be with Dirty Diva.
Okay. Anyway, get back to the artwork, please.
Oh. She's holding a controller and rolling up her sleeves, and it says, "We can do it."
And she's and got the great, she's got the controller there, and she's showing the muscle.
It's very, very cool, and that's the image that's on our scoreboard on mygamercard.net.
And you also, tell me about that.
That is really cool.
So mygamercard.net, for those people that don't know, is this fantastic community site that people can go in and they can create a little piece of their gamer card. They can put a SIG file and some other things, but they also do some custom stuff.
Yeah, I got a message from Morgan. I think it was just this week or late last week, and he said, "Hey, how would you really like what you're doing in the community? How would you like to have your own leaderboard?" I'm like, okay. I mean, who would say no to that?
Right.
And I sent him the file of Dirty Diva's artwork, and he just put it together. And then, like, 2 days later, he created this amazing admin tool so I can go in and add the new chicks. And even the button says add chicks. And it's just – it's the greatest thing.
So when you say leaderboard, so you basically give all the names of the people involved? How does it work?
I put in the gamer tags of the gamer chicks, and they all show up on the leaderboard with their little country flag and – like, our number one girl, her gamer score is sick. It's like 25,000 something. It's a TGC Sirius 389. She's hardcore. She lives in New Jersey. She is high school aged. She's cool.
But let's be clear. You just said something. You know, this is from around the world. It's not just the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you have some of the people from?
Let's see. Well, we've got U.S. and Canada, obviously.
They're checking in.
We've got Australia, New Zealand, Belgium, the Netherlands, Italy, Sweden, and just this morning I added Ireland.
Excellent. So you've got ladies from across the land.
We got the ladies. Yeah, when we have our ladies' night on Monday nights.
Tell me about that.
We have to have three different time frames. It was just
honestly. It's ladies' night. Ladies get in for free.
That's right. You get in for free. No, it's just something we want to get on the calendar. Monday nights are kind of slow, and I've actually been asked by some male members of the community to keep our Monday nights going so that they can watch Monday Night Football without their wives bothering
them. Well done, gentlemen. Nice work in Trixie on that. That makes sense. Well, wait a minute. That means they're going to have another TV and an Xbox 360 in another room.
Exactly. Well, you know what's funny is since we started this, I've seen so many threads in our forum about, we have to go buy another 360. My husband says I'm hogging it. So I think the women are trying a whole bunch of new games. They're spending a lot of time more online. I don't know if that leaves them to neglect their children or...
Hopefully not. We don't support that.
We don't support neglecting your children. We do support trying out new kinds of games, making friends online.
What do you tell the guys? Because you work in a predominantly male field.
Yes, I do.
You're surrounded by a bunch of guys on in the team here.
Yes, I am.
What do you tell? You know, you touched about this a few minutes ago, but what do you tell the guys who say, "Oh, how come we don't have our own private forum? We want in. It's not fair." Blah blah. You've heard all these arguments.
Oh, I've heard it. And what?
And what's the clean version of what you tell them?
Oh, the clean version. God, can I have a few minutes? The clean version is that, you know, we are a minority in gaming, or at least we're perceived to be. And we do have trouble online. I mean, I think probably 90% of us, the first time you get online, are you a girl or are you a little boy? You know, I think what people need to understand is us having this group doesn't mean we're never going to play with another guy. We're not like creating a nunnery where we're closing ourselves up and saying no boys allowed for all time.
Ever.
No, we still love boys. But, you know, this gaming with other women and getting comfortable online makes it, it's sort of like dipping your toe in the water and mm-hmm. getting used to it. And then, but these girls, they all play online.
But I think it's also cool that the way that, from what I understand it, is that, you know, I've played a lot with a lot of the PMS clan and PMS Kitty, and I've played with D.Va and so forth. These girls can play.
Yeah.
I mean, these girls can bring it.
A lot of them can, yeah.
And it's, I think it's great that they help out the folks that the members, the gamer chicks that maybe aren't as good and don't know how to deal with this, how to deal with the other people online.
Right.
They're kind of showing the way. I think that's great.
Well, and I think what's cool too is that, you know, we've got a lot of girls who play on other consoles, who play on the PC, you know, who just are kind of experimenting with Xbox 360. And, you know, you don't want those people going online and having a bad experience and getting killed and yelled at by a 12-year-old Halo 2 fan.
Right.
Not that anyone would ever behave like that on Xbox Live. But, you know, it's okay to not be a good gamer. I'm a terrible gamer. I suck at games.
That's not true. You finished Zuma.
I did finish Zuma.
And you keep playing it.
I know. It's a hard habit to break.
Understood.
As Chicago said.
And Animal Crossing. You and I played Animal Crossing.
I know. I paid off my first mortgage. I'm so excited. I haven't seen my new house yet, though.
It'll be
there. Does it look different from the outside?
No. The little raccoon will show up with it soon.
Okay. Good.
Anyway, well, I'm going to wrap it up now. Will you come on again and talk about this?
Yeah. Sure.
In another year and a half?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you can.
18 months, I'll put you on the schedule.
No, I think Gamer Chicks is great. And if you have a lady who likes gaming or is interested, make sure she emails Trixie.
Yeah, and if you also your daughters, bring me your daughters. We've got a lot of girls that are, you know, 13, 14 years old that really love to game and have forged some really strong friendships. I really encourage you. It's really safe. There's no like pervs in our forums, so. Send me your daughters.
That's great, and I'll let you get back to work. You probably have to go change the candles and
I get, do. Get some more, glitter and get, some rose petals.
Get some more lemonade and tea. So right. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Midge.
You never know what Trixie's going to come up with when she's in the office. Anyway, so she stopped by, talked about the Gamer Chicks program and so forth. So if you have any comments on that, feel free to leave it in the comments section. I'm sure Trixie will come over and read that. Okay, so my final interview that I have for this show is with the with a couple of interns. Actually, it's with three interns. Every year, Microsoft runs a really, really interesting and aggressive intern program, and we get interns from all over the world, from what I understand, and you know, from the major colleges and universities across the planet. And this year we had, and the Xbox team, we had three interns. So I wanted to kind of chat with them a little bit and what was their experience like being interns at Microsoft and specifically in the Xbox team. So here's an interview I did with the interns. All right, so I'm sitting here with three of the coolest people in the building because you guys are interns.
That's right, yeah.
So Xbox interns. So I want to introduce you. First of all, your name is?
My name is Robert Toscano, and I go to MIT.
So, Rob, what are you studying at MIT?
At MIT, I'm studying computer science and being lazy.
Oh, okay. That's well done. Oh, and we're going to get back to that, let's go through and we'll go to the next person. I want to go through and I want to ask you guys what you're working on at Xbox that you can talk about. So what's your name?
Russell West, and I go to New Mexico Institute of Mining and Technology, NMT.
So this is you're more focused on the technology side than the mining side.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the way to look at it?
Yeah, as cool as coal mining is, I'm definitely more of a CS kind of guy.
So what are you studying there, obviously, computer science?
Computer science. I was doing electrical engineering for a little while, but after digital electronics sort of petered out on the whole analog thing.
It sure did, didn't it?
It sure did.
So, all right, and then we have...
Hi, I'm Laura Massey. I go to the University of Texas at Austin.
Okay, and what are you studying, Laura?
Computer science.
So you're not only a minority because you're a woman in the Xbox team. That's got to be kind of weird.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I'm kind of used to it.
So you guys are official Xbox interns. What does that mean? How did you get the gig, Laura? We're going to start with you, and then we're going to go back this way.
How did I get the gig?
Yeah, how'd you become an intern?
I applied at my career fair and. They brought me up for interviews, and I interviewed actually with a different team.
Mm-hmm.
And then they figured I'd be happier here, so they transferred me over.
Were they right?
Yeah, they were definitely right.
So what are you working on for Xbox?
I am doing testing. I'm working on, right now, sessions.
What is a session?
A session is when you play online, mm-hmm. you join a game, and that's called a session.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many different aspects to a session, like how many members are joined, what kind of session it is.
So I'm going to ask you all this, but what's your gamer tag?
My gamer tag is Lollipop.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. And when you joined, I added you to my friends list. You were playing a lot of Oblivion.
I was at the time.
And what are you playing now?
Now Dead Rising.
Dead Rising.
And you like? Brains. Yes.
Brains. Okay. All right. So we're gonna go over here. So what tell me about how you got to be in the program.
I'm a second year intern.
Okay.
Last summer was with Shell and at
the oil company.
Yes.
So that's the mining part of your...
There we go.
Okay.
No, Windows user experience.
Okay.
Anything you look, see, and touch in Windows.
Okay.
I had my hand in Longhorn, which is probably why it's delayed again.
What part? So when I look at this Longhorn, now Vista, what will I see that you worked on? Is it still in there?
Manager. No. What I originally started working on was cut halfway through my internship. So
that's a drag.
It was an experience.
Now, what are you working on here?
Here I'm working on logging functions. Like
logging, kind of like mining.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Lots of saws.
Lots of saws.
Lots of code that runs on the Xbox, so that was kind of cool. And then I wrote Windows client apps to actually access the data and play with it. And now a database and a web interface to look at it. So I've been everywhere.
So you're having fun.
Yeah.
And what's your gamer tag?
Liquidity.
Liquidity. So you guys need to send these all to me so I can link to them on the show.
Of course.
And what are you playing right now?
Dead Rising, Burnout.
Burnout.
Burnout, getting lots of revenge rivals and stuff going on.
All right. Let's go back over here to Robert. All right, so.
That's my question.
Your question is, how did you get here, and what are you working on?
All right, so this is second year here. First year I was at Visual Studio, and I did the same thing, career fair, talked to a recruiter, and got the job.
Mm-hmm.
So last year I working on the new C++ managed, I guess it's like managed version 2,
mm-hmm.
and I wrote a source code translator to go from C# to that managed code. And here I'm working on security for the server. So
you can't really talk about a lot of it.
I can't really talk about what I'm working on.
Just that's the security. We'll just leave it at that. What's your gamer tag?
The Chief Raka.
The Chief Raka.
Yeah, the Chief Raka was already taken, so I had to put something in front of it.
What did you, what are you playing now?
I was trying out that Moto GP game.
Moto GP.
And it's really hard to play. I can't really keep the bike straight.
You're always going off the...
I'm falling over and rolling on the ground. And
what about... what else are you... You put a plane for a
motorcycle? Yeah, and I just got a motorcycle license here. So,
And you can't play Moto GP.
It's hard.
Okay, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, hopefully I won't drop my bike.
So you guys are going back to school, so you're going back to MIT, and is this your last year at MIT?
I got one more year left, and then I'm going to stay another year for the graduate program.
So you're going to be a graduate program?
Yeah.
And what are you going to study in graduate program?
Probably either artificial intelligence or computer vision.
Computer vision, what is that? Is that like
where people? That's where computers have visions about the future.
You're playing with me now, aren't you?
No. Computer vision, like they use a lot of it in traffic.
Okay.
To measure traffic, like Seattle traffic was really bad. So thanks.
There's probably.
To the
I
website.
Mean, it's all standing still. There's not much to do.
Well, yeah, but you need to know that it's standing still. So
okay.
Right. I'm working on. I've got a project back at MIT called the Huggable.
Okay.
They just went to SIGGRAPH.
And what is that?
Last, it's a little teddy bear that's a robot, and it's got all kinds of sensors on it. It can send a video back to like a nurse.
Yep.
And you put these little teddy bears, let's say in hospitals where you can't have pets, but you can have this teddy bear.
Uh-huh.
Give it to kids, and then the teddy bears are like little nurses that sit there and monitor the kids.
And then at midnight every night they all wake up and go crazy. All these teddy bears. It sounds like a Chucky movie.
It's kind of scary because it's got a the vision has like a face tracking, so it can actually like follow you as you walk by. It looks a little creepy, but
creepy is the exact word I'm
you
using.
You get used to it. You get used to it.
So what's an average day like for you guys as an intern? I mean, you've got all these great projects. I can't really talk to you about your day because you're security, right? But you guys roll in at like 11 and leave at like 2, right? Is that the way it works?
Yeah, something like no. You come in and you've got they've run this thing called Scrum here, so you've got a meeting every day where you go over your tasks and you go over what you completed, what you need to do, what you need help on, or anything like that. So
who's gonna we answer the damn phone for God's sakes? Sorry.
So you do once you get out of that, then you start working, go to lunch. Usually it's a really long lunch because people are having a good time,
right?
And go out together, so and then you get all your work done, you leave.
So you're having fun at Microsoft?
Yeah, it's good.
So time. You want to come back here, maybe? So,
yeah. Yes, definitely.
Cool. All right, let's get back to the minor, as I'm going to refer to you moving forward. So excellent. What? So all the different projects you're working on. What? You know, what do you like about the Xbox team?
I like the age of the team. It's a pretty young team.
Yep.
A lot of young people.
Yep.
A lot of the same interests. Everybody's playing games.
We're testing. We're not playing. We're testing.
We're testing,
right.
Of course. Well,
right.
When we go home, we're playing.
Right, exactly.
I mean, I have like almost everybody on the team on my friends list now, and it's just nice to log on and see a bunch of people and know what's going on.
It's a connected community.
Yeah, it's a very fun place to be.
So what would you suggest to somebody who wants to be an intern in Xbox or even at Microsoft, but you know maybe at Xbox? What would you give them for a suggestion or some hints or tips?
If you really want to be here, don't be shy about telling people. I got here because my recruiter originally told me it wasn't going to happen. They're not hiring interns. They're not looking. Can't even get informationals. And I ended up talking to a really nice guy.
Uh-huh.
And he got me an interview, and he got me in.
So be persistent.
Don't be annoying, but be persistent.
Good.
Let it be known that you have a passion for it, and it's where you want to be.
Good.
You just might get to be there.
So you're going back to your last year at school?
Yeah.
And then what are you going to do after that? Do you know yet?
If I'm lucky, I'll be coming back to Xbox.
Good.
I've had a great time here.
Welcome. I'm sure we'd love to have you back. All right. Now back to you. So you're going to do your last school down there in Texas?
Yeah, I have one more semester left.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what do you want to do after that?
That's the
big question,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a big question, right? Depending on how it goes, I'll probably come back.
So you want to work in the Xbox team?
I would love to work back here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great place to be.
What is your tip for somebody who's looking to get into Microsoft as an intern? All the kids out there listening to the show right now.
I guess be confident in yourself. Know what you have to offer.
Right.
And
be able to articulate it and spell well and write well.
Maybe not. We have spell checkers for that.
Okay. Being able to construct sentences, will you go with that?
Sure.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to do that. You do that.
How long did it take you to from the time you got an interest in coming to Microsoft to the time you find out you got an internship?
Well, I applied, let's see, like in November, and then they flew me out right after that for an interview.
Right.
And then right after that, I knew I had the offer. So it was a pretty quick process.
Boom, boom, boom.
Right.
Wow, that is pretty quick. Surprising for a large corporation.
I know, it is. Microsoft does it well.
Now, you guys, I have to ask, I know that it used to be this way, but Bill Gates used to have a party at his house for interns. Did you guys? Does he still? Did you go?
Yes.
Really?
All right,
we're gonna. I gotta go. That's the last question. We're gonna go back down. What can you tell us about? Because I've interviewed, but I've never been to the house.
Yeah, it was a good time. He has a huge house. It was really nice.
Really?
Yes.
It's right on the water.
It's right on the water. Yeah, and he's got a bunch of boats and jet skis.
I can imagine he's got a bunch. I think they call it a fleet.
Yeah, something like that.
So now when you, how many interns are there in Microsoft right now? Do you guys know?
Is there like 1,200?
1,200. That's so Bill something had a party like for 1,200 people.
No, it was just for the graduating seniors. He scaled it back this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you guys all went because you're graduating?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Let's get your opinion on this, then we'll wrap it up.
Yeah. He had multiple parties, so it wasn't like 12,000 interns at Benji's house rocking the place. It was, you know, maybe a couple hundred in the backyard. Right. Chilling and eating his barbecue.
Escorted in and escorted out.
Yes. Escorted down the stairs.
Yeah, and then up the stairs.
So that's very much so.
But it was a nice day?
It was a beautiful day. Nice and sunny. Barbecue was pretty good. It's kind of nice because Bill comes down the steps and he talks to everybody for a while.
Right.
And about just about anything. And then he'll get up and give his speech and then stick around and talk to people some more. So it's really nice.
Because I know he really likes hanging out with college kids and talking to them because you guys are on the cutting edge.
I guess so. He's a tough guy because he does that like 4 days in a row where it's just constant bombardment of questions. So I have a lot of respect for the man for inviting us to his house and then
opening his doors to you, well, at least his backyard and having you guys over. All right, we're going to go over here. Robert, what'd you think of it?
Wow, they had amazing food. They had like Alaskan salmon, and then they had like 3 different types of Boca burgers and 4 different salads. And then they had dessert, and they had like 3 pies, 3 different flavors of pies. And
did you get to chat with Bill?
I was busy eating.
clearly, that's what you were focused on. Yeah, did you notice?
Yeah, he came down, and immediately everybody just swarmed around him. He was completely surrounded. To the point where if you went to go up to talk to him, you couldn't hear anything because there were so many people.
Right.
You couldn't get close enough.
Right.
But he's got a really nice house. I walked down the stairs and you can only see parts of his house while you're walking through the stairs to get to his backyard.
Right.
And
it's kind of embedded in the hill, right?
Yeah. You don't really know how big his house is. It could be like several miles wide, but you wouldn't know because it's in the hill.
Right.
And it's buried in underneath the trees. And I was walking by and I saw, I guess, what was a movie room.
Right.
And I thought that, you know, like in movie theaters, you have the posters of the new movies coming out and they're backlit, you know, all that stuff. So I thought I saw those, but they weren't. They weren't posters. They were LCDs.
They weren't posters?
No, they were LCDs, and then the image was flipping every now and then.
Well, that's kind of cool.
So I thought he had posters too, but I guess that's too primitive for him. So.
But anyway, so you guys have had a great year. This is your last. Tomorrow's your last day, right?
Yeah. There.
For some of you. And when's your last day?
Mine's one more. I have one more week.
So one more week. So you guys have a great time. Well, I appreciate you giving me a few minutes. I guess we better get you back to work. Are you going to lunch now, right? We're going to go for that hour and a half lunch. Well, hopefully we'll see you guys back again. So thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
All right. So there you go. Intern program at Microsoft. You're probably wondering, how can you get in on that? Well, it's pretty simple. You just need to go to Microsoft.com/college, and there'll be some information there on how you can do that, and I'll put a link on the blog to that. So thank you, all you guys, for hanging out with us this summer, and we'll see what kind of maybe you, listener of this show, may be an intern in the Xbox team next summer. Let me know if that's the case. All right, well, we're getting into the home stretch here, so I need to jump into Name the Game, and then let's go ahead and roll that right now. So here is the Name the Game from last week that some of you got. Here you go. Way too easy. That was, of course, Prey, and a lot of you got it as usual, more so than usual. But we only had one winner, and that winner was his gamer tag is Wired Insanity. Wired Insanity, congratulations. You got yourself a Plantronics Major Nelson headset, and I'll be in touch with you to tell you how you can claim your fantastic prize. And then, of course, we'll bring you, that sets you up, since Wired Insanity nailed it, that sets you up for what I consider to be the easiest name the game that I've ever done. So I'm going to roll that in a second. But before I do that, I need to go through some of the rules. Name the Game is I don't take any audio from demos or unreleased games. This is only full
copies of retail games that I pull a sound clip from. And also, this is the original. You may hear many around the internet and different gaming shows, but I was the first one to do it. Been doing it for a couple of years now, and I want to thank everybody who's been copying me. So anyway, here's the name of the game for this week. Easiest name of the game ever, isn't it? I mean, come on. Major@xbox.com is my email address. Drop me a line, major@xbox.com. In the subject line, please put name the game colon and what your guess is. One guess per person, please. Include your gamer tag if you have one. Etc., etc., etc. Contest is open to pretty much anybody who can send me an email. So that's the way it works. It's not really a contest. It's more of a fun little thing we do each week. You know what I noticed? I'm 55 minutes into the show here, and I realize that the audio that you're hearing is a little bit different because I'm using a little bit different processing. So rather than go back and re-record the entire show, you're just going to have to deal with it. So I know that it sounds a little different. I'll fix it next time. Enough said. Anyway, so yeah, thank you. Congratulations to Wired and Sandy for grabbing yourself a Plantronics Major Nelson headset. That's kind of cool. Hey, let's go through some of the stuff that's on Marketplace this week, because Marketplace has been pretty active for the past week. Just real quickly, there's a trailer for Chrome Hounds up if you don't have the game yet. Dead Rising. There's some interesting Dead Rising content up that you can download. It's various keys that you can unlock. They're free. And in case you didn't know, that you can unlock on the Xbox Live Marketplace. They're called keys. You'll see it when you go in there. So go ahead and download that. I guess it unlocks some new various outfits and whatnot and skins that you can dress your character in. So there's some Bomberman Act Zero pictures and themes. There's an EA Studio Showcase trailer. There's a bunch of EA content that has been going up every day, and a lot of people have mention that I haven't mentioned the Madden stuff, because there's 21 days of Madden leading up until the Madden release later this month. Every day on the Xbox Live Marketplace, there's a new piece of content. So I've been mentioning them kind of casually, but rather than mention them every single day, because it would just be too much, people have kind of been tracking it themselves. So thank you for that. Of course, Pac-Man came out this week for the Xbox Live Arcade. Let's see, so that's it. I don't know what's coming out this week. But I will tell you this. I will have some news. The PR team has promised me there will be some Texas Live Hold'em news this week. So stay tuned. As soon as I hear about it, I will post about it. Speaking of news, and this is actually really cool. This is actually one of the reasons that my show's being posted a little bit late. Is because as I was recording the show here, I got a press release in that just crossed the wire, as they say. Do they say that anymore? Cross the wire, but it just crossed the wire at 9:01 Pacific time, which is just a little while ago after I posted the show's posting shortly thereafter. But it's all about XNA. For those of you that don't know XNA, you might want to take a look at that. But XNA is a really cool program that we've started at Microsoft. It's all about developer tools. And tomorrow morning, Monday, here in Seattle, it kicks off GameFest, which is a Microsoft-run event. So it's the 14th of August, 2006, in Seattle, Monday. And that will kick off. I'm actually going over. We'll be doing some video. I'll record some of the keynote for a show. So I'll be getting that up for you. But this press release just went out, and I want to talk to you about this, because I'm reading this as the first time I've seen this. This is big news, actually. This is cool. Let me read this one section. Basically it's talking about how Chris Satchel, who I've had on the show before, he's the GM of the game developer group here at Microsoft. He's going to announce details of a new technology which will broadly be available this holiday season. Now listen to this very carefully. The XNA Game Studio Express will be available for free to anyone with a Windows XP-based PC and will provide them with Microsoft's next-generation platform for game development. So that means the XNA Game Studio Express is a new set of tools that later this holiday, we always say holiday season, that drives me crazy. Later this calendar year, it will be available. Now here's where it becomes really interesting, and I have no details on this, the first time I'm reading this. By joining a creators club for an annual subscription fee of $99, that's US $99, users will be able to build, test, and share their games on the Xbox 360. Let me read that again. So they have a creators club, which is part of the XNA program, And for an annual subscription fee of $99, users will be able to build, test, and share their games on the Xbox 360. What does that mean? That's big news in my mind. That means that you'll be able to, you at home, will be able to develop your game and then play it on the Xbox 360. And then I'm reading this directly right off this press release that just went out. It says, this represents the first significant opportunity for novice developers to make a console game without a significant investment in resources. I mean, that's amazing. So you'll be able to download and become part of this creators club, and you'll be able to get your game on the Xbox 360. Cool? I think so. The only details I have are within this press release, so I'm just going on what you guys know. And, of course, I will be over at Game Fest tomorrow, and I will get some more details on XNA Game Studio and XNA Express and all this cool XNA stuff. So major, major news. I think major news coming out of Game Fest this year is the fact that for the first time, I'm pretty sure in console history, yeah, that's what it says, in console history, that end users will be able to participate in a program, a really fairly inexpensive program that will allow them access and the ability to create games and then play them on the Xbox 360. So I need to get more details on that. So that's the deal. That sounds very, very interesting. I think a lot of you guys will really be into that. So anyway, so that's kind of, you know, normally at the end, towards the end of the show, I do this geeky and gadget section. So I think that really qualifies as the ultimate geeky and gadget section, is the fact that you're going to be able to create your own games and then use them on the Xbox 360. So okie dokie. All right, I'm going to wrap it up here because I have to get some sleep because I'm over at Game Fest at probably 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. So I'm going to wrap it up here. This is Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson, saying thank you for downloading the show. Telling you also to have fun and play fair. I want to also thank my friends at Centricom. So if you need any secured and assured hosting environment, make sure you check out our friends at Centricom. They've hooked me up with a great deal. I'm sure they can do the same for you. So anyway, have fun, play fair, send feedback, and I'll talk to you next time. Not sure if I'm going to have a show next week because I'm going to be traveling, but I'll post details on that. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Yeah, that's pretty interesting, huh? I went through the entire show, and then at 55 minutes in, I realized that I had my mic setting wrong. But anyway, it's listenable. You guys will deal with it. That's the way it goes. let's see. Still getting over my cold, so apologize. I mentioned in the main body of the show that towards the end there that I don't know if I'll be doing a show next week because I'll be traveling to Leipzig, so most likely not doing a show, but I've got some great content coming up from GameFest. Speaking of GameFest, what do you think of that announcement? That's pretty cool, huh? The fact that you'll be able to, for the first time ever, participate in a program, end users can participate in a program and get their code running on an Xbox 360. I think that's pretty significant. I think that's pretty cool. Also, the other story that broke, that actually broke Saturday, was that there's the official PlayStation Magazine editor basically came out and said she is not buying a PlayStation 3. I mean, this was big, big news across the internet over the weekend, and I linked off to that on the blog, and it's been interesting to see what people have been saying about that. But I didn't mention this in the post, but I actually emailed her, and I said, hey, what's your name? I think her name's Dana. I said, Dana, let me know when you get your Xbox 360. I will be more than happy to send you a 12-month subscription to Xbox Live. And I even told her I would send her some points that I will personally buy to get her started in the Xbox Live marketplace. So we'll see what happens there with Dana. Good luck. Come on over. So I installed the beta 3 of IE7, and I'm having a hell of a time with it, and I don't know who to talk to about this. IE team, if anybody on the IE team listens, please email me. I'm in the address book. As soon as I open up Internet Explorer on one of my computers, it closes immediately. Yeah, it's real frustrating. So yeah, I'm using Firefox, because it doesn't do that. So IE team, I don't know what's going on there, but you know what would be really cool? One of the browsers that I used to use, which was... what the hell was it? It was an IE add-on. It allowed you to do gestures. And what that did is, so when you were in a web page and you clicked, basically you could click on a link with your mouse and kind of toss it up to the right, like towards the top of the screen, and it would open in a new tab. God, I love that. If they had that for IE7, that would just be the coolest thing. But frankly, IE7 isn't working for me now because it automatically closes when I open. So I'm leaving for Germany this next week, a week from today, Sunday, and a little nervous on flying. I didn't mention this. I actually didn't mention this a lot, but all that craziness that happened in London this week with the airplanes, my wife was actually in London and had to fly back on that day. And it was kind of weird because she was telling me, she was kind of freaked out. She told me that apparently her airplane was one of the ones that was targeted, so it was kind of creepy. But anyway, so yeah, I'm flying to Germany, and I think I'm going to Copenhagen and then on. So it's going to be quite a lengthy trip next week, and Leipzig is really shaping up to be a great game show. I'm going to be out there. I'm going to be doing some community events with some community folks there in Germany. I'm really looking forward to that. And just being in Germany in general, I love traveling these foreign places. Well, foreign for me. To some people that you're listening, it's your home. So I love traveling to your home and seeing how things go. So that'll be next week again. So I don't know if I'll be doing a show because it's going to be crazy traveling. But I'll have some content from GameFest. I'll have the keynote. And maybe I'll try to corner somebody and say, what's the deal with this XNA stuff? Also, I want to thank everybody. About four or five people I was playing with over DS Wi-Fi with Animal Crossing. And I think I've got the final upgrade in the house there. And the little raccoon finally upgraded his building to the ultimate shopping plaza mall, whatever you want to call it. So... thank you to everybody that allowed me to realize my dream there. All right, I'm kind of officially done with Animal Crossing for now, so I need to find another game for the trip. I don't know what I'm going to do. All right, got to hit the bed because it's got to be up early for Game Fest tomorrow, so I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for downloading the show, really. I mean it. Bye-bye.